Chapter 3. Lean Years. When we arrived in Boston, Mom waited in line with the rest of the city's lost souls to secure the last two spots in an overcrowded homeless shelter. Even as everyone shuffled, Mom stood tall, frizzy mop clipped back, while 3-year-old Michael ran circles around her with his baby doll. I suppose she could have asked my grandfather or someone else in the family for help, but her chaotic relationship with my father made favors hard to come by. She'd left in such a rush that there'd been no time to secure work or accommodations. Though the thin soups and stale bread at the shelter were miserable, my brother and I ate with gusto. Because we were still scrawny little tots, we were able to sleep on either end of one cot, while Mom slept on the other. We lasted there 3 days. After Mom made a few collect calls, we ended up at a friend of a friend's place on the cracked side of Boston's suburbs. We crammed ourselves into the corners of Barbara's tall, blue, gingerbread townhouse. Mom paid her way by doing laundry and cooking. Little by little, she saved enough of her assistance checks of $350 a month so that we could finally move to our own apartment in Jamaica Plain. Even in Barbara's borrowed home, Mom had to improvise to make ends meet. She never lacked imagination. In my first memory, I am 3, maybe 4 years old, sitting at a small metal table with a white formica top, just big enough for 2. In front of me is a small white bowl, filled only halfway with O's. Michael sits on the other side of me, hungrily eating his dry cereal, his cheeks puffed up like a chipmunk. "Where's the milk?" I ask him. "I don't think there is any," he whispers. "But I want some," I say, my voice drawn out in a whine. Before either of us can utter another word, Mom pulls a bottle from the fridge and splashes a tiny bit of red juice into each of our bowls. "It's cranberry," she says. "Barbara won't mind if we borrow." "Why are we always eating Barbara's food?" Michael whines. "Try it," Mom urges. As if to show us how good juice can be with cereal, she bends at the waist, spooning a bit into her own mouth. She makes exaggerated yum sounds, smacking her lips and making silly faces.